Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and award-winning author who's been writing and hosting this show since 2008. If you're ready for more knowledge, resources, and motivation to manage your money the best way possible and create a richer life, you are in the right place. I'm really glad you're here. If you're a longtime listener, you know that each show episode is really like a mini training. I cover a wide variety of topics like credit, debt, investing, real estate, business, taxes, insurance, money management strategies, and lots more. And if you're brand new to the show, well, I'm thrilled that you're here and hope that you'll stick around by subscribing. Also, we put the notes for each show, and also you'll see the full archive of podcasts in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Now, last week, I told you that this week we'd be talking about how to manage your finances when you have unpredictable income. Well, I changed course because there was some breaking news and some pretty important information that I wanted you to have as soon as possible because it's time sensitive. So stay with me. This is definitely going to be worth your while. And then next week, we'll get back to unpredictable income. So you may remember that it's been almost 2 years since the Equifax data breach. They announced that they were the target of a hack that compromised the personal data of more than 145 million Americans. That's about half of the United States' adult population, including me. And the breach was also pretty shocking because Equifax isn't just any old company. You know, it's not a Target or Walmart. They're one of the big three nationwide credit agencies that maintain and is supposed to be protecting our most confidential information. Now, under a global settlement that was filed last week on July 22nd, Equifax is going to spend up to $425 million to help people who were affected by the breach. If you have a credit report in the United States, there's a really good chance that your personal information was exposed. And if you're not sure, I'm going to tell you in this podcast. I'm going to tell you what happened, who's entitled to an Equifax payout, how to file a claim, and how to know if you are somebody who is affected by this. This is episode number 601 called Does Equifax Owe You? How to Claim Your Settlement Money? If you're familiar with Equifax, you know they've been around a long time. They were actually founded in 1899. That makes them the oldest of the three credit bureaus, and the other ones are Experian and TransUnion. Equifax is based in Atlanta, Georgia, and they maintain information on over 820 million consumers. So what happened is Equifax says that hackers lifted consumers' names, birth dates, social security numbers, and in some cases, driver's license numbers or portions of the numbers. They also stole credit card numbers for over 200,000 people and some dispute documents that contain sensitive data for about 180,000 people. Now, Equifax isn't the largest data breach that, you know, we've ever seen in the history of global breaches. That dishonor goes to Yahoo, which was the target in several incidents that affected more than a billion user accounts worldwide. However, the Equifax incident is pretty notable because it's the most massive heist of social security numbers. And as I covered in last week's podcast, which is titled "Don't Get Tricked by These Tax and Social Security Scams," once an identity thief has your personal information, they can wreak havoc on your financial life. Thieves can use it to do a bunch of crazy stuff like take over your existing credit accounts, open new credit accounts, file bogus tax returns, hijack government benefits, and commit a bunch of other crimes in your name. So it's pretty serious, and we want to make sure that not only are you not a victim of identity theft, but I want you to take advantage of the settlement with Equifax if you are eligible. So how do you know if you're part of this Equifax settlement? Well, the first thing that you can do is visit EquifaxBreachSettlement.com. That's the official site that they have set up. And if you visit that site, you're going to get a really quick answer. All you have to do is put in a little bit of information, and it will tell you right away if your personal information was compromised in this breach back in 2017. So when you go to that site, EquifaxBreachSettlement.com, you're going to scroll down the page and you'll see a big green button that says, "Find out if your information was impacted." So when you click that, what you'll do is enter your last name and the last six digits of your social security number. And it will tell you right away if your data was compromised. If it was, you are automatically part of a proposed class action settlement. And if the court approves the settlement, Equifax will pay at least $380 million for various losses related to the breach. So let's talk about what you get from this settlement. What are the benefits? There are actually five different benefits that I'm going to break down for you that you may qualify for. The first is reimbursement for your time. If you spent any time dealing with fraud issues after learning that your Equifax data was stolen, you are eligible for reimbursement for up to 20 hours at $25 per hour. This benefit includes any kind of time that you may have spent protecting your identity or recovering from identity theft. For example, let's say you took time to research and place security freezes on your credit reports. Maybe you took time to purchase credit monitoring, or you did research on identity theft protection. These are all tasks that you can be reimbursed for. Since my personal data was compromised in this Equifax breach, I added up all the things that I did related to this. I definitely purchased credit monitoring. I did a lot of research. I didn't put credit freezes on my reports, but I definitely spent time researching and purchasing what I thought was best to protect my identity. So that's the first thing that you can do. And I'll talk more about how to file the claim in just a moment. The second type of benefit available from the Equifax settlement is reimbursement for your expenses. So if you had any out-of-pocket expenses related to protecting your identity, recovering from identity theft, or even protecting yourself from future harm, you are eligible for reimbursement up to $20,000 per person. And this amount, that $20,000, also includes your claim for time spent on these issues. For example, let's say you paid a professional like an accountant or an attorney for advice related to identity theft. Maybe you purchased identity theft protection. That's something that I did. Or you paid to place or remove security freezes on your credit reports. All of these cost money, and you are qualified for reimbursement for those. Additionally, any related miscellaneous expenses that you incurred as a result of the breach can be included. Maybe you had to pay a notary, or you had to pay postage, or you drove, you had mileage to a professional, or any phone charges for long distance. All of those can be added. The third type of benefit that's available is reimbursement for your losses. So let's say you were the victim of identity theft due to the Equifax data breach and you had financial losses. You are eligible for reimbursement, and this is again included in that $20,000 total benefit. So your losses could be something like a criminal stole funds from your bank account. They opened a credit account in your name and left you with a big balance to pay, or they hijacked your government benefits or took your tax refund. All of those would be losses that you can claim. The fourth type of benefit is reimbursement for Equifax products. So let's say you were getting Equifax credit monitoring or identity protection during the time of this data breach. Basically, they're going to reimburse you for up to 25% of the subscription cost. So this will be in effect for the year prior to the breach. So if you were paying for Equifax protection between September 7, 2016 and September 7, 2017, you're going to qualify for reimbursement for that cost. And the fifth type of benefit that you're eligible for is free credit monitoring or cash payment. So if your Equifax data was compromised, but let's say you didn't spend any time, you didn't spend any money on it, you are still eligible for a small settlement benefit. You have the opportunity to receive at least 4 years of free credit monitoring from the three nationwide credit bureaus, and a $1 million policy of identity theft insurance. Plus, you can get 6 additional years of credit protection from Equifax for a total of 10 years of free credit monitoring. So they're saying you can get 4 years from anybody you want. Maybe you don't want it from Equifax, but then you can get another 6 years from Equifax for a total of 10 years of free credit monitoring. However, let's say you're like me and you're already paying for credit monitoring. So it's like, well, I don't need another credit monitoring service. If you decide not to enroll in these benefits because you've already got credit monitoring, you can request a one-time payment of $125. So let me recap. The proposed settlement would pay out up to $20,000 for time and financial losses due to the breach. Plus, you could receive up to 10 years of credit monitoring and $1 million of identity theft insurance, or $125. Now, the types of losses that I have mentioned here in the show is not a complete list of the types of losses or expenses that may be eligible for reimbursement. I've tried to list the ones that are probably the most common, but if you have other types of costs that were related to the breach, what you should do is contact their settlement advisor. And I'll put the number and a link in the show notes in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Once you contact the settlement administrator, they can decide if these out-of-pocket losses are valid, you know, if they truly are related to the breach. Also note that future losses, so let's say you haven't been affected now, but you do get affected, you do become the victim of identity theft a month from now, or 2 months from now, or a year from now, those losses may also qualify for reimbursement if you make those claims by January 22nd of 2024. Now, what if you don't want to be in the Equifax settlement? This could be the case, and it might be a smart move if you have losses due to the Equifax breach that exceed $20,000. So the settlement is saying, okay, we'll pay you up to $20,000, but you don't have to accept that. You have the right not to be included in the class action settlement if you feel that your damages exceed that amount, but you've got to opt out of the settlement by November 19, 2019. So just a few months away. If you don't opt out by then, you're going to automatically be included in that settlement and you're going to get the maximum of $20,000 cash. Again, opting out means that you would lose your right to get any benefits from the settlement, but it would give you the right to file your own lawsuit against Equifax. Of course, you'd have to hire your own attorney. And, you know, that might be a wise move if you did lose a lot of money as an identity theft victim. But I would definitely consult with an attorney to discuss your options quickly before that November 19 deadline.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to
McDonald's. 1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, let's talk about how you actually go about filing a claim for these benefits. First off, if your Equifax data was compromised, but you don't file a claim for your time or your money spent, you're still automatically eligible for some benefits. So I want to repeat that. Even if you don't file a claim, if your data was jeopardized, you're still going to get some benefits. And they are, number one, free identity theft restoration. This is going to help you repair fraud or identity theft issues caused by the breach for the next 7 years. So again, if nothing has happened with your data up to this point, let's say next year something happens, you know, you can go back and get this identity theft restoration. And all you have to do is call the settlement administrator at Equifax, and you can get that information on their page or go to the notes for this show, and that information will be there. Also, you're entitled to free credit reports. These are available in addition to the one that you already get each year for free from the three credit bureaus. So starting in 2020, you can request up to 6 additional free credit reports per year from Equifax through the year 2027. So again, if you were involved in this data breach, but you don't have a claim for any time spent or you don't have a claim for any money spent, you can still get this free identity theft restoration and these free credit reports through the year 2027. So take advantage of that. This is, you know, really great to have. And, you know, it's unfortunate that your data was compromised, but, you know, hey, let's make the best of it from the benefits that they're giving. Now, let's say you do want payment from the proposed Equifax settlement. If you do, you do have to file a claim, and you've got to file it by January 22nd of next year, so 2020. So January of next year, that is the deadline, but I would encourage you to do it now. I would encourage you, you know, right after you listen to this podcast, go to EquifaxBreachSettlement.com and enter the information. I'm going to walk you through how to do it. And why I think it's important to do it now is because the settlement administrator is going to evaluate all the incoming claims. They're going to total them up, and then they're going to seek final approval by the court to pay them. So, you know, there's no guarantee that you're going to get the exact amount that you claim, and it could take a long time to see any benefits at all. I mean, I've been involved in these type of class action settlements before. It could take a year or more, but you're not going to get any more than you claim. So I would encourage you to take some time to gather any supporting documents and enter your claim for lost money or time related to the breach. When you start this claim process, first, it's going to ask you about information related to your time spent. So thinking about this, try to really retrace everything that you did and you know, all of the information that you may have tried to gather and make a list, kind of jot down each of the tasks that you did and an approximate amount of time. If you're going to claim reimbursement for less than 10 hours Basically, you just need to describe the actions that you took, the month and the year of the tasks, and give an estimate of the time that you spent on each one. So go back and look at any records that you may have. If you're not sure of the date and the month and the year, get that information first. For example, if you spent a total of an hour freezing and unfreezing your credit reports in order to apply for, I don't know, a mortgage or a car loan, that is time that you spent related to the breach, so you can enter that information. But if you've got more than 10 hours, that's kind of the threshold where they're going to ask for more supporting documentation. So if you're claiming more than 10 hours, you must also provide supporting documents that verify the fraud, the identity theft, or any other alleged misuses of your personal information. And these might include a letter that you get from a creditor or a bank or even a police report. So after you put the time information in, the claim will guide you to enter information for any monetary losses related to the breach. And for this, you've got to attach supporting documents to prove your expenses or losses. So receipts, maybe your receipts that you've got for your credit monitoring or identity theft protection. That's what I uploaded. Or maybe you have a letter from a creditor. So I recommend doing your research, again, gathering all these documents before you begin the claims process. Don't be hasty. You know, don't try to get everything done right away and then, you know, maybe you're going to miss something. I'd rather you wait and really think it through and try to get a complete list of everything and, let's say, make your claim next week instead of trying to rush through it, you know, right away. So be as thorough as possible by thinking through all the time you may have taken after the breach. For instance, did you do online research? Did you make phone calls? Did you enroll in any credit monitoring? Did you travel to your bank for reasons related to the breach? Make sure that you're reimbursed appropriately for all of your time spent on this issue. And at the very least, everyone whose data was affected should claim the free credit monitoring for up to 10 years or the payment for $125 if you already have credit monitoring. I hope this has helped you understand what the Equifax settlement is all about, what they're offering, who is available to get these benefits. And, you know, again, if you're not sure, all you have to do is go to that website, EquifaxBreachSettlement.com, and you'll get all the information you need to move forward. And before we go, if you're stressed about your credit or maybe a growing debt balance and know that it's keeping you from reaching your financial goals, I created some affordable online classes that I would love for you to check out. There are two that I've got in mind for you. The first one is Build Better Credit, the Ultimate Credit Score Repair Guide. This one gives you all the tools that credit professionals are using and charging thousands of dollars for. It will help you learn what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, so you repair your credit and get the financial life you deserve. And if debt is an issue, check out Get Out of Debt Fast, a proven plan to stay debt-free forever. This one will put you on the road to a lot more success and less financial stress. You'll come away with a clear debt reduction plan and a lot of good strategies to eliminate debt faster, even if you don't have extra money. You'll get tips for dealing with collectors, techniques to restructure your entire financial life and pursue your dreams. I really love online learning because you get lifetime access to the content and you learn at your own pace. You can get a massive discount or just learn more by texting the phrase credit course or debt course, and those are all one word. Text those to the number 33444, or you can go to lauradadams.com for more information. I hope to see you in class. And if you've got a money question or an idea for a future show topic, I would love to hear it. We've got a terrific voicemail line if you'd like to call in your question or comment. Just call 302-364-0308 to leave your message. Be sure to join me next week when I will be covering ways to manage money when you have unpredictable income. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, everyone at QDT would really appreciate you taking a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes that I mentioned that are available at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.